All right, Benny Bloss, Anaheim 1. Not the Anaheim 1 you wanted to have. Tangled up with Joey, and then it took you 28 minutes to get undone from his bike, and then your bike was broken.
Yeah. First off, this is my 10th year racing. This was my first time making the main event at Anaheim 1, which is insane.
Stop it.
Swear. All week, I've been thinking about it, too. It's hard to get out of my mind. I crash or have bike issues every A1, and I made it out of the heat today, and so, like, it was so much stress just gone.
I didn't realize this. Okay.
Yeah. And then I felt pretty good in the beginning of the moto. I think I was maybe like 12th or 13th, and Joey just absolutely cleaned me out. Was not happy about that. But my bars were in his wheel, in his rear wheel, and stuck there really hard. Got up, like half my throttle tube was gone, and I was like, all I want to do is finish. I just want to finish.
Yeah,
because my bike was pretty beat up from the crash. Like, my radiator was all fucked up, and I had some issues with the bike after that, and not worth trying to crashing when you're two laps down.
I mean, we got the first step in the main, and in 2026, we will finish A1 main.
That's the plan. Yeah. Honestly, though, like, the goal tonight, people kept asking me, because I've been feeling really, really good lately, and they're like, what's the goal? Do you want top 10? You're like, what's the goal? And it's like, honestly, the only thing I care about, I just want to make the main.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, yeah.
I got to get that bad curse out of my mind. Because I tried so hard all week to not think about it, and I couldn't stop thinking about it.
Yeah.
So just glad to get that gone.
Where are you at with your bike this year? Obviously, started off rough for you guys. I was talking to Carlin last about year. That a little bit last year.
Yeah.
But really good end of the season. And did you just keep it rolling this off season? Did you find some stuff that you liked better? Or
honestly, I didn't do like a crazy amount of changes. I did came back to riding on the exact setup that I finished last year on, and I rode like 2 weeks without changing anything to get comfortable. And I think I did 2 total days of suspension testing. And when I say suspension testing, like, they gave me a new shock and I loved it, and we just left it.
Okay.
And then they gave me a new set of forks and they just left it. So I've been really, really happy with that. I did change. We did a lot of engine testing, just different setups. And once I got what I liked, which was in October, I didn't touch it again after that. So the bike is honestly sick.
Yep.
And I've been feeling really, really good at our track, but it was a little wild. Yesterday was the first time that I've rode a different track the whole off season.
Sure,
I've only rode in Paso,
right?
Which isn't all that awesome, but I'm going to go to Oklahoma after Glendale. So I'll have a couple different tracks to ride there, but I mean, I'm really happy with the bike. It's I think people would be really shocked at how good it is.
Maybe get Kiefer to test it.
I mean, maybe.
Try that.
Good. A-Ray keeps saying he wants to ride it on a supercross track.
Oh yeah.
But I like my bars being straight.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. We don't want.
I don't want him doing that.
Don't do that. All right. Well, listen. I didn't know this was your first Anaheim 1. So congratulations on that. And then let's move forward from here. All right.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thanks, buddy.